بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. When a person has a contact with someone, and a very close relationship takes between the two persons, and after some time, the person leaves, breaks the relationship, especially when it became a bond between the two people. But after some time, that bond breaks without no reason at all. So how does the person feel at heart? That this person is so close to me, should remember me all the time. I should remember him all the time. And that close bond was between these two people, and thereafter some time that one bond goes away. How that person feels? This is talking about dunya is concerned. Likewise, a person has a bond with Allah Ta'ala. Close bond. He makes tahajjud namaz, he makes zikr, he makes talawat. It is all the different ibadat that he makes. He makes for some time, and thereafter he leaves it out. Now just imagine that bond with Allah Ta'ala was so strong, and thereafter you left it. How do you feel about it? What's the reason for you that you have left that out? Why did you leave those things? As you find today, people can make ibadat for some time. Whatever ibadat they're making, but why there's no consistency? For what they're not consistent? They get up to do it, and after some time they leave it. And they feel nothing about it. What's the reason for they feel nothing about it? You find for complete 1 year the person does not miss one tadbir ula. He makes sure that everything he's doing according to his ma'mulat, everything. But after 1 year too, he leaves it out. And he feels nothing about it, doesn't feel hurt at all. The link and contact that he's had with Allah Ta'ala, the strong contact. Why overnight he became weak? What's the purpose for that? That's why they say, it's not how much you do, it's how you do. It's not how much you do. Allah will not look at quantity. Allah will look at quality. You can read any amount of namaz. But another person will just read 2 rakat namaz. But the quality that person has in it, that 50th rakat namaz is nothing to. But what's the reason for this purpose? That the bond becomes very weak instead of becoming stronger. So it's like this, you know. The consistency can only come in. Like you take a rock. The rock is full of dust, all kind of dirt. But you throw a lot of water on it. Gallons of water you throw. The dust above will just be removed. All the dirt will be removed. But there's no more than that. Because the dirt inside the rock, the water is not there. Once the thing reaches the rock, the inside of the rock, then how can that water reach the inside of it? The only way is one way. Is every day a drop of water. Drop of water for years, for months and years, when that rock will get that water dropping there, what happens? It penetrates into the rock. So the inside is getting clean too. The outside is getting clean. The inside is getting clean too. So likewise this also, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want that zikr to go into your heart, no doubt that person who makes ibadat, like you say he made ibadat, but it did not penetrate into his heart, you get reward for it. But that mess that was inside the heart will not come out. The mess inside of the heart has to come out. How to purify that inside is very important. If the inside is not purified, then no doubt reward will be there. You get reward. But the essence, what you, the purpose is not given. And what's the purpose? The purpose is to get that it uprooted into your heart to that extent that it can stand and never come out. That is a purpose. It must just stand in your heart, uprooted, so strong that in no way it can come out. That is why they say that do anything you do, everything what you do, maybe little also, but with consistency. All the time, all the time, all the time, and every time. Until unless you do not do it consistency, you will not, it will not penetrate into your heart at all. So it's very important that every one of us, if you want that thing to penetrate in your heart, we have to have one special time set for us. A special time in the course of the day, whatever part of it. Especially for that time where you make the zikr of Allah. Whether it is Quran, whether it is Nafil Namaz, any other ibadat, but constantly for 1 hour or half an hour at least, the zikr of Allah. Whatever is been prescribed by a shaykh, we'll do it consistently all the time without fail. The only time is you're sick or best circumstances. But at that time, no matter what happens, whatever time is suitable for you, there is no special time that is there. Whatever time is suitable for you, at that time you have to make sure that you make that ibadat, that link and contact with Allah, which is a special, special, that is very so special, which must be your food first. You have to make it like compulsory that every day I will sit and make the zikr of Allah with Allah, 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 whatever it is. Constantly, maybe for half an hour too. But there must be some time given. But consistently every day without fail. Every day without fail must be given. Or if you really, what is the reason for a person who reads 50 rakats one day in the whole day, that he does not do after nothing?
Car blocking white Porsche. NUR 13562. White Porsche. NUR 13562.
So the thing is this much. That no matter what it is, if a person did 50 rakats today and left it for a whole year, what happens? Like a person comes the month of Ramadan, she's so punctual, everything. What was the reason for doing punctuality? His punctuality is of this kind, his intention, but before Allah Ta'ala gave the month of Ramadan, is a blessing for us. To bring about a reunite with Allah Ta'ala, to become strong. Where you become so strong that you know, you'll be surprised those people don't come to masjid, they come to namaz. Those people never open the Quran, they didn't open Quran. Those people not in Tahajjud Namaz, they started in Tahajjud Namaz. But this month of Ramadan goes, they also go away. So what have we achieved? Likewise now too, it's not important is how much you read, it's how you read. If you read 2 rakat namaz every day, constantly, without fail, or you make a zikr of 200 times only, every day without fail, 200 times, take the name of Allah. But you have to have time to make it that you and him alone and no one else. If you continue doing those things there, what happens? It's just like that water dropping into a rock. And how that water is dripping slowly, 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 every day, one drop, one drop, one drop. After some time you see there's a big hole there. How that hole came away? That hole came away just like that. Every day that water is dropping, 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 that big hole came, it opened. Likewise, when you read zikr, zikr, you may be thinking whatever you make in zikr, zikr, you don't know that zikr is going to your heart. When it trace into the heart to that extent, it gets stamped and uprooted. We are not here to prepare ourselves to sacrifice. Sacrifice is the most important thing. For the world, we sacrifice. All kind of things we do to sacrifice the world. But when it comes to the hereafter with the everlasting, you find that we are completely lazy. We relax. We have the time. We have the time. Alhamdulillah, we have the time. No man can say he does not have the time. We have enough time, but do not do it. Until unless you have in yourself that love to do it. The love is very important. Because the moment you make the zikr of Allah, what's the purpose for it? The love of Allah must penetrate in your heart. That heart must become so strong, the love of Allah, that nothing else can be seen between him and Allah. Then you want to do everything for him. So that is one thing one has to do at all times. He has to make time, whether it's 20 minutes to, but you sit down quietly and make zikr of Allah. Not stipulating what time ever is free for you. You have to free yourself. When Malakul Maud comes, then you free all of them. You make your time, is it? And that is the time that, but that is only one zikr, one way of making zikr. But more important than zikr is that another zikr which is called. That is also very, very important. And it has to be in us all the time. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ At every move of yours, every movement of yours, you have to learn to become remembered making the zikr of Allah. Every movement of yours. Then you're driving the car to making zikr of Allah. You walk in a mall to zikr of Allah. Wherever you're walking, making zikr of Allah. Zikr of Allah all the time. Which you have to make all the time, zikr of Allah. Now that is another way to do it. One is that you do have this patience, and one is that you keep the zikr of Allah all the time in you. You're working. That's bakar dil bayar. What a nice thing that's in Persian. That's bakar dil bayar. That's bakar, you're doing your hand. Your hands are working, but dil bayar, your heart is the one that you love most. So you're walking anywhere too, you're doing work too, you're doing everything. But the zikr of Allah Ta'ala is with you all the time. The reason why when you make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala all the time, it becomes so strong thereafter that if you are faced with any kind of calamity, any kind of accidents, na'udhubillah, Allah ifadat, any kind of mishaps, but at that occasion, at the time if you are faced with anything of that kind, you will not talk of helping, asking help from anyone else, you take the name of Allah. You won't just scream into people, help me. But what you do? You take the name of Allah because you're in the zikr of Allah. Because straight away it will lean towards Allah. You make Allah's name only. Take it. You see that because continuously when you become making the zikr of Allah, while you're walking, everything making zikr of Allah Ta'ala. You do not know how much you are saved, from all kinds of sins. A man driving his car is taking the name of Allah Ta'ala and he's driving all the time. Allah forbid something happens to him, what he'll take the name of Allah, what happens to him? So in other words, because he's making a habit of taking the name of Allah Ta'ala, it becomes absorbed in his heart to that extent that without any to think of anything though, it's just the name of Allah comes out. Automatically the name of Allah comes out. And that is what is one time. Then automatically the name of Allah has come. That if something falls down, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. If something falls down, instead of fighting, the glass broke. Instead of fighting, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What that come, that person can get that quality. Who knows that this is. If a person broke a glass in the house, you start breaking his glass. But if the glass broke, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, what happens to you? You immediately control yourself. When that condition comes into you, when you make the zikr of Allah all the time, that penetration of the zikr into the heart to that extent, absolutely, it can never come out thereafter. Udaqari Allah wa manasim tafai. You do not know, you haven't tasted it yet. You leave the food thereafter, your food will only be zikr, nothing else. Your food is thereafter, not from no other food besides your zikr. But remember, when you make a zikr too, but you got duties to attend to. You got rights to fulfill. Now I told you this, and from one corner, the wife called, hey, you're making zikr, leave me alone. Please, fulfill the rights of everyone. This you can do afterwards too. If she needs something important, you fulfill that too. Everything must be fulfilled, but the reason what I'm trying to bring that condition in you, because the moment you get this condition of zikr all the time, you won't know what's the meaning of anger to. You won't know what the anger to. You'll make sure that at all times, you try your level best, that you not get angry with anyone. So because you know why? Who are you with? لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. When Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala told Nabi Kareem that look, oh, they appear here, they appear, people are here in the cave, we are hiding here. What is it? لَا تَحْزَنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ. Do not fear, Allah is with us. This condition must come into us that we will not fear anyone besides Allah. That does not mean you must go and wave open and everything, but do everything, but not, but the fear of Allah ta'ala must be. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he was walking in the street and there was someone out to kill him, and he was walking alone, and that Hindu told him, you're not scared? Someone is out against you, killing you. He said, I've got him with me. I got? So how that condition came that I got him with you? With him? The condition constantly making the name of Allah. Ya yana zikrullah kathiran, Allah ta say in the Quran too. Make the zikr of Allah continuously. But you and I, when you come to the masjid, we talk to friends, we come to the, let me see Allah, alhamdulillah. Today I came a little early in the masjid, let me sit on one corner and make zikr of Allah. We got the time to talk to friends outside. Or we leave the masjid early to talk to friends outside. You forgot to stop the best friend. This friend will leave you, that friend will never leave you. This friend will leave you, that friend will never leave you. You do not know when the time you make the zikr of Allah, Allah's attention is towards you. Because remember, if he did not give tawfiq of making zikr, he will now make zikr. You think you remember him, he remembered you, that's why I remember him too. If he did not remember you, one for one, but it's Allah. So this is what it is. And remember, in the beginning, everything is for show. Sometimes, you know, person when he becomes a zikr and all, then he gets shaitan telling me, you know what, people call you Sufisa. Sufisa khirbe. Now that is kind of a deviation from shaitan. To tell you not to do it. And people of that kind become like shaitan too. They'll tell you why the Sufis have came. They said, you must not feel attention. Don't put your attention towards that door. It will mislead you. Or a person begin to read namaz now, continues coming to masjid. Oh, you came today to masjid today. You know, people now say, Bichara never came to masjid. All of a sudden he came to masjid. Instead of keeping him happy and inviting him, you think you can the right road? Say all those things. So you're misleading the person. Like the person wants to sit on one side and make zikr of Allah Ta'ala, he's going to become so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now instead of me giving more encouragement, making dua for him, you bring those kind of statements which you tell the person on deep out of this. So shaitan, you know, in the beginning Imam Ghazali Rahman says that anything that you do in the beginning is for sure. Anything that you do in the beginning is for sure. But do not worry, the show becomes afterwards something else. What do you call it? That show becomes ibadat. It becomes ibadat. Because the same thing you show, it ends up in this thing that you're doing, you thought you're doing for show, all the time you're doing for him. Because thereafter it gets absorbed in the heart. And once it gets absorbed in your heart, why, that is something else. But that thing needs its food all the time. If you don't need, it needs food all the time. You know, one is food, outside food, you're eating all that, but you're eating food. That is when you go to the toilet and finish. One is the food of the soul who remains in it and it needs it all the time. The soul needs it all the time. Because once you go in the cupboard, the body is finished, the only thing that remains is that soul. So how important that soul has to be. The soul, the more you keep it pure by making the zikr of Allah, making the zikr of Allah. So once you continue doing this in your home, at your house all the time, every day, then you come to realize how important your relationship comes to Allah Ta'ala. Then you come to realize how Allah is so kind to you. That everything, even if he doesn't give anything to you, but you got him, you got everything. You got no money, but you got him, you got everything. You got all the money, you haven't got him, you got nothing. Then you know what? The good condition, a bad condition, become very happy for. If in a very good condition, you're very happy. In a very sad condition, you are very happy too. Your relationship is so strong with him, now you feel, oh Allah, you want me like that, I'm happy with that. A condition will come into you and being continuous with zikr all the time and remembering him all the time. A condition will come with you, if you're very sick too, you're happy too. You're very healthy, you're happy too. It makes no difference because he is happy with me. Then you begin to think to yourself, no matter how rich you are too, you're happy. You're poor too, you're happy. You say, Allah, you kept me in this condition, I'm happy. This halat mein tu rakhi hai, khush hai. And remember one thing, every time you make a zikr of Allah, think to yourself, oh Allah, I'm not making zikr. You remembering me because of that, I'm remembering you. You remembering me, that's why I'm remembering you. If a person can only think like that, the moment he simply makes zikr, he only can think that Allah, I'm not making you, reminding me to remember me. Tu mujhe yaad karo. Remember me. I want you to remember me. Who wants to remember anyone today? Allah says to remember you. The moment you start in Quran Sharif too, you're not thinking you opened the Quran. He made you open the Quran. If you have that knowledge, he made you open the Quran. You know how much of respect in the Quran with. Oh Allah, you open to remember me. How kind of you. When you read namaz also, oh Allah, you brought me to masjid. Everything now links to Allah Ta'ala. That link is when you bring the condition of making zikr. Zikr must be continually made. My dear friend, just try it. For 40 days, you must do it. If you do it for 40 days, you're crying, something will happen to your life. The wisdom that will open up in your heart, you'll be surprised. So don't wait for it to happen. But just carry on remembering him. Hatta ya'tiyaka al-yaqeen. Quran says, right to the time of death. This is the condition must be with you right till the death. It must never be today and tomorrow. Continuously right till the time of death. I mentioned earlier, the time when you start making zikr and making all of nothing about it. Please don't wait for 1-2 days. Make this intention, Ya Allah, till I live in this world, I do it every day. You know why? Once you continue making zikr all the time, it becomes so strong in your mind and heart, mouth. At the time of death, at the time of death, it will flow out without knowing it. It will flow out without you knowing it too. Remember this. When you continue making zikr of Allah without you being unconscious about it, without you knowing it too, it will just flow out the name of Allah. When you took his name all the time, you think you will forget you at the time. This is what is wanted. This is what wanted. So when you bring that condition, and that the advantage and the barakat of zikr is, you bring what good akhlaq. Good akhlaq. The good akhlaq you have in you. The good akhlaq must be in you. The effect of zikr is not, the zikr is only a medication, not a medication. It's just to boost you up. What this is most important to improve on your akhlaq. Improve on your akhlaq. Once you improve on your akhlaq and you make zikr together, then you see nurun ala nur. So my dear friend, you do not know. Kasrat zikr. Continue zikr. You know, one time Haji Dagar, two Murids, they were making zikr. 100,000, 200,000. And they came and told us that, you know, we made so much zikr, nothing happening. I said, what are you talking? Just to make 200,000, koi topic nahi hai. To take my name for 200,000, koi topic nahi hai. So what are you looking for? Just to make 200,000 is a small thing. Wasn't 20 mother money. Allah said, how come he's got 200,000? And they went and even told him, Hazrat, it looks like you're not putting tawajjuh on us. Is that a tawajjuh nahi de 200,000 kaise dikla? You don't know, don't count, huh? Don't count. Just make zikr Allah. But make it every day without fail. Make intention from now. When you leave this place, make intention from now. No man, not even if you show for now too. But inshallah, they will become ibadat. Then you come to know how important this zikr is. Your life will be a different person. Your dealings will be different too. Your way of life, look at life, will be different also. Everything will be upon a sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So make dua, whatever I have said, Allah ta'ala is going to come to the Tawfiq, Allah wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah. Allahumma sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa ala sallam, alhamdulillah. Allahumma inna dhikrika wa shukrika wa hasna ima. Fatir wa samawati wa rahmat. Anta waliyi fi dunya wa al-akhir. Tawaffani muslima wa al-hakli bi salihin. اللهم نسألك الضعف والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا إنك أنت الوهاب وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد هذه دار الله رحمة الله عليه He mentioned اللهم نسألك الضعف والجنة If a person read that dua, inshallah, the barakah of that ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا منك In these two duas, Allah Ta'ala, Iman khatiban nasib.